Father. Oh, no, no. 'Cause God is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
He loves us whether or not we know it. And he'll forgive all our sins.
He'll forgive our sins.
Oh, yeah. And all he has of us, oh, yeah, is we give each other love. Oh, yeah.
All right. And that's what we're going to be taking a look at. We're going to be seeing if we love the way God loves. And here's my guess. If we don't love the way God loves, I'm not saying as intensely as God loves. I'm not even saying as consistently as God loves, because we know that God is absolutely perfect, including in his loving. So I'm not saying with the intensity and the absolute perfection, but do we truly embrace love as people made in God's image, as people born again, should be embracing love? Another question, are we embracing and valuing justice the way God embraces and values justice? Do we pursue justice the way God would want people who imitate him to pursue justice? And to the extent, this is my thesis, this is my theory, that we can do no better a job of pursuing justice than we do of pursuing love. We can do no better a job of embracing justice than we do of embracing love. Because justice is born out of love. That's what we're going to find as we continue to see where God is with regards to what he created that we call justice. Again, we have cultures that determine how benefits will be distributed, but we also have God in his way, as we see very clearly in the Bible. Benefits are distributed according to need. Very, very different here in America, isn't it? In our culture, we do have benefits distributed according to need, but we have a lot of people who are opposed to that, and they fight that as much as they can. Then you have benefits that are distributed according to privilege. And whether we're talking about the privilege of a multi-billion dollar corporation or a multi-millionaire individual, there are a lot of people, even from amongst we the people, who are all for distributing benefits to those wealthy people who need benefits the least. And even when they're not all for it, they're perfectly willing to ignore the fact that that happens. Love, true love and justice. Benefits are distributed according to need. And so they point out this very important fact, that justice is very close to love and grace. God executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. That's found in Deuteronomy 10 and 18. God executes justice for the orphan and the widow, considering their needs and making it a point that they will be taken care of. He loves the strangers. Some of us might call them aliens. Some of us might call them foreigners. A lot of people are now calling them immigrants. And it's interesting that God loves them and speaks up for them. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, beginning at verse 15, yet the Lord set his affection on your forefathers and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked stubborn, rebellious any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. Listen to verse 18. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow. The other translation said he executes justice for them and loves the alien. And again, we might call them immigrants, giving him food and clothing. And you are to love those who are aliens. For you yourselves were aliens in Egypt. Remember, when the Israelites were living in Egypt, it was as a result of an immigration that had taken place. Their homeland had been hit by a famine. They needed to eat. And through a series of events, they ended up migrating to Egypt, where they settled and continued to grow and grow and grow. Their population becoming bigger and bigger and bigger until finally the new Pharaoh, who came hundreds of years after their entrance into Egypt, didn't know Joseph, didn't care anything about what Joseph had done for Egypt, was concerned about one thing. These Israelites are becoming too numerous, don't want them to take over, so let's start dogging them. And he and his fellow Egyptians really dogged the Israelites. The Israelites were immigrants in Egypt. And God reminded them, you were Egyptian, you were aliens, foreigners, immigrants in Egypt. You know what it is to be treated well as an immigrant. You know what it is to be treated poorly as an immigrant. As the Lord your God, I command you to love those who are aliens, foreigners, immigrants. How are we doing with that? Loving the immigrants among us. Let's take a look at Hosea chapter 10. See what God says through his prophet Hosea about justice. Sow for yourselves, Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. And break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you. Showers righteousness on you. I know that that's something that a lot of people don't get excited about, but let me tell you something. Righteousness is so much more valuable than mansions and cars and gold. Those things are valuable, but they have no value compared to righteousness.
And when we call on him for mercy, Father, he'll be merciful.